I'd like to first thank everybody that made this possible. A lot of things going on behind the scenes that I didn't know about. I didn't know about my daughter getting here due to they had a tournament this weekend, too. I was out raking the leaves quickly this morning, and all of a sudden she walks in with her husband, and everybody else was coming in. So it was special being able to enjoy it with your family. But the family of the extended people here, Coach Bond does so many things behind the scenes. She's just like a little Oprah. I mean, she gets things done, gets on the phone, makes things happen. She's such an unsung hero for Texas A&M. But all the support people that made this possible, yes, this was pressure. Not the pressure to win as much as the pressure to play well and to improve as a basketball team. And yes, I've been nervous for about a week and a half. I knew as this number was coming up. It's tough. My good friend Joe McEwen, he's going to hit 700 in a couple weeks. I can't mention it, but there's a good high school friend that just hit 800 2 days ago that lives pretty close around here. It's a number, but it's the feeling of accomplishment for all the years. It's not one play. It's not one player. It's not one relative, believe it or not, Steve, just not you. It's all of y'all, everything that comes together. Y'all have shared in probably the 320-something losses I've had to, okay? But that comes with sport. Sport gives you a chance to have an outcome. But sport gives you a chance to have hope. Hope for your team, whether it's the Chicago Cubs or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cowboys, who will start in about a few minutes. It gives you a chance to have hope. But at Texas A&M, this is a destination school. No one should ever leave this school for another job. It's because you've got quality of living, you've got a great university, and we're given all the toys and the tools to be able to entertain people. And it's been special. Let's go straight to questions. Robert.
So how rewarding was it your team did play well for long stretches coming off games where they didn't play well?
I thought first half we were as good as we've been, and I was still able to rest a few people in the first half to give some minutes. I thought we complimented them at halftime and said what we were doing well, stay in transition, cut your turnovers down, which we really didn't. But that's due to playing as many people as we played, and that's due to playing a pretty good Houston defensive team, too. I thought we played 32 to 34 minutes of good basketball. Sometimes it's hard at the end of the game. The other team's trying to do the best they can to finish, and the kids are coming off the bench that have prepared us to get to this level. It's tough. I know what that bench was like, because I sat on the bench in high school behind one of my best friends who made All-City every year. And in basketball, not baseball. I didn't sit on no doggone bench in baseball. But my team is continuing to grow and grow and grow. I think my assistants did a good job of keeping me out of the loop, making sure that they were ready to play. Yes, I've probably been too much of a grouch recently, but my expectations are higher of myself sometimes. And I want to be able to show that I can still teach and coach this game at the highest level. Just like those three, Tara, Vivian, and Gino, we're all up in age. Who's going to replace us when the four of us leave? Who's going to replace us? But I think as long as we're still good at what we do, we can continue to give back. I personally start to slip, I will be the first one. I don't stay in the game for wins. I stay in the game to make a difference in kids' lives. Like we were executing, and we were running our stuff, and we were pretty doggone good. And I'm glad the television people got a chance to see us on national TV. My kids played well. And I'd just like to thank them, but mainly thank my assistants for getting my team ready. My team was ready to play.
Won a lot of big games in your career, Coach. Where does 800 rank on your all-time list?
No. That doesn't. 800 doesn't mean as much as the championships and all the graduations. Yesterday, I had three kids walk. Okay? Three kids walk. All of that, that's a number, 800. Okay? It's just over a period of time. 801 is in front of me, and I'll be playing Nell Fortner. And Nell was one on my first staff at Stephen F. Austin. That's the only thing that enters my mind now is trying to get to 801. But 800 is just a way to say thank you back to the five schools that put me where I am today. But it's been a pretty special ride. The banner was a great tribute, and I appreciate that from the athletic department. Seeing a lot of my former players here, that was pretty special. So I wish I could give you a great quote on what 800 means to me. It's just a number. It's now time to go get 801. Young lady, you have anything? All right, don't panic, okay? Just simmer down, okay? Anybody else have anything?
20 seconds to go. You told the team to hold the ball.
Yes.
That's the first thing you were thinking about that point. You know,
yeah, don't turn it over because I was afraid that girl was going to sneak up and try to put an eye play in. I watched Tom Izzo over the weekend. I think they went down and made an alley-oop play, and Izzo was so hacked off at the end of the game because his team didn't know how to win graciously in the end. I know how to win graciously, and I know how to lose graciously. And Houston, they put up a good fight. We were just a little bit better team. Any other questions? Would y'all like to ask my brother anything at all? This is his moment. Go ahead, Steve. Take it over.
Well, Gary, I'm not used to it. I do a better job roasting you than I do toasting you.
He does. We came in the 1959 when he was a freshman, and I got to see Randy Sims kick that long field goal that's probably not still in the record book, but I think it was 53 yards. But I remember that ball game. I think that's back when we were kissing on first downs. But I still remember that Thanksgiving Day football game against Texas here. It was a pretty special time. But thank all of y'all for your coverage. Anytime you need me, we're leaving Tuesday morning at 6 to go to Puerto Rico. And our kids have had a great semester in the classroom. Perhaps maybe our highest GPA ever. Any other thing? Thank you, Ross. Appreciate you.
Thank you.